Bangkok. Kaart.
Waiter! Why do you persist in rescuing me, Mr. Bond? Eraser was a saint. I'm known as Tracy. People want to stay alive, play it safe. Come later. I hope it'll be worth it. Partner. So are you, Mr. Bond? Do you always arm yourself for a rendezvous? You're very sure of yourself, aren't you? Suppose I were to kill you for a thrill.
Stop.
You're hurting me. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure you can. Whatever else I may be, I'm not a liar. I'm not interested in your opinion of me, Mr. Bond. I'm here for a business transaction. So, you know your perfumes. What else do you know? Think about me as the woman you've just bought. No, Mr. Bond. The only thing you need know about me is that I pay my debts.
Happy birthday, Papa. Salut, Olive. How are you?
Come on, Olive.
Bon dia. Bonjour. Mr. Bond and I have already met. Olive, I didn't know Mr. Bond knew Papa. Papa is up to something, I'm sure of it. What has Papa arranged? What are you doing here? Really? No woman would waste this excellent champagne discussing a business deal. Unless, of course, she happened to be part of the arrangement. Don't blame Olympe, Papa. I'm not your daughter for nothing. I suggest you revise the terms of your contract, Mr. Bond. You'll find your liability far too expensive. Papa, yes. Mr. Bond wants some information. You always taught me that a good host supplies his guests' needs, and without obligation. Tell him, Papa. Tell him what he wants to know. Now, tell him, Papa, or you'll never see me again. So, now, Mr. Bond, need have no further interest in me.
And
the story of our life, Jane?
That's cool.
But what can be better than being in love? That may come too, someday. No, Papa, no talk. Whatever happens, there'll be no regrets. Please. James. Darling, you're in trouble. What is it? Can I help? Outside. Stay close to me, James. Not far now. Near side door. I wouldn't go back on that. James, where are we heading? I know Feldkirch. Why are they looking for you? Or if someone's saying thank you. Now I have a new interest in life. Just one winter's fortnight. And Pa told me where to find it. Good, there it is, James. Hurry. Right now.
We should have rung ahead and booked. At least you get another chance.
At least it's dry. Went on up there, James. But there isn't anything you can do about your job at the moment, is there?
And why are you thinking about it now?
I understand. We just have to go on the way we are.
Are you sure, James? You mean it?
Avocatia Avenue, Tunbridge Wells. Or the Via Veneto, Rome. Monaco. Handy for the Rainiers. Whatever you say, darling.
Good night, James. I'm already a countess. I've been thinking about your proposition. Please, tell me more. Take me to the Alpine room.
Oh? Are you unhappy here?
I want to see the dawn. Oh,
so poetic a pleasure. What were all the world's charms to mighty Paris when he found that first dawn in the arms of his Helen?
And when do you expect the signal accepting your terms?
Thy dawn, O master of the world, thy dawn. For thee the sunlight creeps across the lawn. For thee the ships are drawn down to the waves. For thee the markets throng with myriad slaves. For thee the hammer on the anvil rings. For thee, the poet of beguilement sings.
But of course I will, as I've always obeyed you. I had an idea about that. Three girls, three boys. Pleased? Anyway, you have given me a wedding present. The best I could have. The future.
Mrs. Bond, shut up. And don't eat it all at once.
He loves me.
Instinctively.
Infuriatingly.
Intensely.
Indubitably. First a boy and then a girl.